This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Glenwood Springs City Council postponed another decision on its contract and lease with the Glenwood Center for the Arts. That's after a four-month investigation into the Arts Center's financials uncovered about $20,000 in unauthorized spending. Here to help explain the situation is arts reporter Claire Woodcock. She joins me in the studio now. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
So, Claire, you've been following this story for months. What's the latest?
Well, last Thursday, the Glenwood Springs City Council met with the intention of deciding whether to cut ties with an arts nonprofit suspected of misappropriating funds. And the decision was postponed to another meeting on August 17th. This is after council held off on making any decisions the week before last. Before the city council met, the Arts Council held its own meeting where the membership and board voted to turn over Arts Center programming to the city.
So Glenwood Center for the Arts has been a part of the community for decades. How is the Arts Center doing, and what are their plans to move forward?
The Arts Council is definitely in a tight spot. In June, Aspen Public Radio reported that the board and the supporters of the Arts Center raised roughly one-third of the debts owed to its teachers, who until that point hadn't been paid since February. That event was considered a success. But the Arts Council is still on the hook for $50,000. Owed to both its teachers and vendors, and not much has been heard about fundraising since.
So how can the city expect to take over and preserve what people think is important for arts in Glenwood Springs?
Supporters of the Arts Center don't want to see it totally collapse. However, at the end of the day, both the city and the Friends of the Arts Center have the same goal in mind, to maintain arts programming in the community and to continue providing opportunities for kids invested in the performing and visual arts and to resurrect programming for kids in the fall. The city took over programming for the annual Glenwood Springs Summer of Music Outdoor Concert Series, and that model seemed to work out just fine.
So where do we go from here? How are both councils planning to move forward?
The city's decision was postponed last week because a formal agreement had not been written. So that document will need to be drafted and reviewed by the city. The police investigation, which began in April, has wrapped up and the case was turned over to the district attorney's office to get formalized. There's been some talk that the city would reinstate many of the teachers previously employed by the Glenwood Center for the Arts in the fall.
All right. Thanks, Claire.
You're welcome.
Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock with updates on the Glenwood Springs City Council's plans to take on arts programming while the nonprofit gets back on its feet. To hear more conversations like this, check out our podcast, The Dial, on aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.